Order, order.
Day two of Maori Language Week in the House got off to a rocky start. It began with a patsy question for the Minister of Arts, Culture and Heritage, Chris Finlayson, about the recognition of Indigenous celebrations.
Indigenous events on New Zealand's calendar attracting increased interest and participation include Matariki, and I certainly agree that ongoing community support for Matariki is a fair indication of engagement between Maori and non-Maori.
Next question for Mr. Finlayson was from the ACT Party's David Garrett.
Is the Minister aware that Dr. Paul Moon, Professor of History at AUT and a well-known expert in pre-European history, is of the view that many of the claims about the festival of Matariki are tenuous at best, and with regard to it supposedly being linked to planting times, Maori had much better natural science to rely on and, quote, did not need a three-month advance warning of when to prepare for kumara sowing, close quote.
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
No, I'm not aware of that. I have to say the history book I'm reading at the moment is Richard Boast's Buying the Land, Selling the Land, which I'm pleased to say won the Montana Award for History on Monday night.
The Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, Chris Finlayson, while his senior cabinet colleague, Bill English, made this claim on behalf of his Prime Minister.
The advice he has received is that no agency routinely collects information on the number of jobs lost in the economy. And the reason...
In response, opposition leader Phil Goff tabled the first quarter household labour force survey.
Which shows that 25,000 jobs have been lost, extrapolated over a deteriorating situation.
Order.
40,000 is
order.
Very conservative.
Order. Leavers sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There was none, but the Speaker himself objected when the Minister of Energy and Resources, Gerry Brownlee, answered a question on biofuels with an attack on Labour.
Now look, I say to the Honourable Gerry Brownlee, the member asked a perfectly fair question about the issue of whether or not an industry should be subsidised or whether it can be sustained on its own basis. Now, that is a perfectly fair question because taxpayers' money is used in paying subsidies. Now, the minister has a responsibility to this House and should answer the question rather than just launch into the questioner. It won't be tolerated under my speakership.
Lockwood Smith then got bogged down in a hail of points of order when Labour turned up the heat on Social Development Minister Paula Bennett with questions like this one from Annette King.
When was Peter Hughes, Chief Executive Officer of the Ministry of Social Development, made aware of her decision to release personal details of two sole mothers to the media?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, to the best of my recollection, I had a conversation with Mr. Hughes about it after it had been done.
Sue Bradford.
The Green MP had this question for Paula Bennett.
Is the Minister aware that her release of personal information appears to be in direct contravention of sections 8.57 to 8.61 of the Cabinet Manual? And if so, will she undertake to never again disclose information in this manner about beneficiaries who dare to challenge government policy and in the meanwhile apologise to those two women who have been affected this week?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, I made a judgment call based on the ministerial guidelines from the Privacy Commission. I stand by that. I believe that there's a report, that there's a complaint that's been taken to the Privacy Commission. I welcome the outcome of that.
Paula Bennett gave much the same response to another question from Sue Bradford.
How can the minister say that she was correct in the way she disclosed information in terms of meeting cabinet manual privacy guidelines when it says, among other things, ministers should exercise great care in dealing with personal information, and goes on to say that this disclosure should only be appropriate, for example, if the disclosure is directly related to the purposes for which the information was obtained, is authorised by the individual concerned, or is necessary to prevent a serious threat to public health or the life of another individual. In what way does the information she released this week meet those guidelines?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, at the end of the day, I made a judgment call based on the ministerial guidelines from the Privacy Commission.
Labour's request for a snap debate on the minister's release of information about the two solo mothers was rejected by the Speaker. But there was no escape for Paula Bennett as Labor's front bench pursued her into the general debate. That was followed by the first member's bill on the order paper. From the Greens, Jeanette Fitzsimons, it would ensure that biofuels sold in this country are environmentally sustainable, and it has the support of the government for its first reading and dispatch to a select committee. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.